was December the 6th, 1983. I was doing time for armed robbery. At 4 in the morning, I was sitting in my cell. I heard a whistle blow, then I heard somebody yell.
There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. Up in cell block number 9.
Evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. It's a pleasure to be here tonight. It is Sunday night, It is February 8th. I have to readjust my clock. It takes me about a month into every new year to get it straight. So we've got the month straight, and hopefully we'll have the year straight with, before too long. Welcome to the program. It is February 8th, 2009. I'm going to take a shot at this. There's great risk here, folks, but I'm going to venture to say it's 8.01 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That gets all of that out of the way. So now you have to ask yourself, why on earth are you tuning in to listen to a man who thinks it's January 8th, right? Well, welcome. Greetings. Thank you for joining me, our loyal listeners. We have a lot of information we're going to review tonight. I've had absolutely no time to prepare. I literally just sat down at the computer, and we rushed out an email less than an hour ago giving you some idea of what's coming tonight, I think. Based upon the email traffic and my understanding of what's going on out there across the land, that you are going to find this program to be fascinating. The information here will piggyback along all those questions you've had and been wondering about. And there's going to be a whole bunch of new perspectives utilizing creatively the tools that we have in ways that certainly no one would imagine when they're conceived and no one would imagine when individual segments are developed, however, which become apparent when we start, when we step back and look at the big picture and see the forest and understand that there is great potential if we will only read the forms we're using carefully, think about the scenarios, understand who we really are and what we're trying to accomplish, and open our minds to the possibilities. We're also going to be looking into some significant issues, in my mind, mistakes that are being made that are critical, and which I guarantee you will result in some prosecutions and will result in injury to those technologies, and much of that not technology that I've had anything to do with developing. So we're going to bring you up to speed on all of that, and I think it's going to go down to the wire again to the very final minutes of the program. We also have a couple of surprises, which I don't even have time to tell you about, but some interesting emails that have come in which I'd like to share with you. And part of this will be historical because we're going to go back a few years to some of the things that I've had the pleasure of working on in the past and some of the perspectives, which I guess people build upon, but I forget about. And there's been a lot of building going on those little acorns that were planted years ago. So a big-time show tonight, folks. Thanks for joining me. And why don't we get right to it? The phone number tonight, and I do hope to get to the phones for calls pertaining to these topics, is 1-800-313-9443. Over the break, which is coming up, I suggest you might want to download or open up on your computer a form 1099A, a form 1099C, standard form 28, which most of you have been dabbling around with of late from what I can gather, and you might want to go to the GSA site and download, oh, let's say, standard form 24 and 25. That might be a good place to start. We'll be back in a moment, folks.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
The boogie train. It's a boogie thing. Welcome back, friends. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Please bow your heads with me for a moment, folks. Heavenly Father, we, your children across the world, thank you for this fine audience of true believers, and we ask your blessings on each of their houses. We ask that you open our eyes to your everlasting abundance and open our hearts to your blessings when the darkness seems to be approaching. Please show us your truth in today's program, as we ask that you show us when we are just being foolish. We accept this mission, your mission. It's bigger than us. It's your work. This is your divine purpose. We are your ministers on the land, your holy merchants of law. And we ask all of this in the name of our brother, Yehoshua. Amen. Folks, please remember, especially in light of the character of this evening's entertainment, that this program is specifically for your entertainment only. We conduct this program wholly outside the bar. This is a private gathering outside of the legal brand and trademark. It's a free form of ideas, and we expect to share those ideas unshackled by imposed personage, and I specifically do not recommend that you try any of the ideas under discussion, nor do I offer you legal advice, because nothing on this program is legal and nothing on this program is illegal. The term legal implying lawful, but obviously being a private trademark brand of the Bar Association. That said, let's get on with the show, folks. I'm behind in emails once again. I had caught up. I apologize, so if there's a week or two delay, please accept my apology in advance, my humble apology, because I wish I could do a better job. The UCC basic status process I mentioned is well in the works. I was hoping it would be completed at this time, but other things have appeared. We will have it done. Many of the documents are now in the final stage of proofreading and completion, more importantly, instructions on how to use them and the suggestions and those sorts of things have to be refined, because I will no longer participate in willy-nilly dissemination of information that people then misapply to their own injury. Folks, just a word about an issue that's close to my heart that came to light by way of some emails. Sometimes emails come in bunches, and I consider that to be a message from above that it might pay to address that issue. We screen for our meetings because we establish a relationship with the people who attend. And generally, it's a long-term relationship. I keep that screening process at arm's length for a good reason. I don't wish to prejudice it or influence it, and I'm probably the least qualified to make the decision. However, I have given guidelines to the people, and the people who do the screening are not known to any of the attendees. We specifically segregate that, and I'm lucky to have some volunteers, for lack of a better term, who assist me in those endeavors. And the first guideline is that if a mentor has not used the material to the benefit of at least one other person, then we don't admit them a second time. I'm sorry for that. We never do these things. We never do these things reactively. We attempt to do them thoughtfully for everyone's protection and promotion of the technology. We just don't want to waste the seat on someone who hasn't grown with the technology or who hasn't written us to grow it, who hasn't answered the questions in the application. That's another point. If someone takes an application that says, please do not abridge it or section it or alter it, and they take it and cut out five or six questions and send that in, that application isn't even reviewed. The guidelines that the people have who do this simply allow them to set those applications aside. And again, if that has been any of you, I apologize, but in the future, if we hold any further meetings, just please try and follow the application procedure. We're not trying to rub your nose in it or have you beg for attendance. We simply want to make sure that the seats go to people who will be protecting and using the technology appropriately and not inappropriately. So the process is not about making friends. It's about helping people in their dealings with the United States Federal Corporation. So if people have copied and sold the BIAC CDs, they're excluded. And there are people who have done that who I'm very fond of, who I really like, who have been excluded, and that's why it's at arm's length. I'm not involved in the process. They don't alert me, and the more you say, contact Sam, contact Sam, contact Sam, the less they're inclined to do that. And there are no exceptions on the selling of those CDs, believe me. No favorites. The screening is performed by people who genuinely desire to fulfill the purpose that they're assisting us with. If you respond to any questions or challenges that they provide to you with vitriol or acetically or acerbically, instead of just saying, hey, would you mind giving it second consideration, or here are the answers to your questions, or something straightforward, then usually that application will be screened out, because life is too short. We want people of good nature to deal with as best as we can. And certainly, people going in the courtroom, the better their nature, the better they'll do. That's another reason I try and stay out of the courtroom at this point, because I've reached the point in working with so many cases that I have nothing but disdain for so many of the people, especially the judges, in that situation. Let me give you an example. I'm going to skip down here to an email someone sent me about Sherry Jackson. They sent me a copy of the order regarding her appeal. Now, we're not going to waste the program talking about appeals. We all know it's a fool's game. But an appeal was put in, And the order, in fact, let me see if I can find it here a second, folks. Excuse me for the delay. Hard to look sometimes and write at the same time, but I'll see what I can do about that. The order, these orders are always astounding to me. They stand out for many reasons, not the least of which is just the way the parties are presented. Remember, the first order of business in any negotiation is to identify the parties. That's why they ask you your name so they can transfer the liability. Isn't that true? Well, this one says the following. Ah, here it is. It says right on page one, before Hull, comma, Marcus, and Wilson. The four is in small upper and lowercase letters, and then Hull, Marcus, and the name Wilson are all in uppercase letters. So there, they're giving us three bullet point confessions of actors in legal fiction positions, and they're bold about it. On page five, it had an interesting entry. Let me read you this paragraph briefly, please. Quote, likewise, the district court did not err in denying Jackson's motion to dismiss her information on Fifth Amendment grounds. A defendant cannot defend a charge of willful failure to file a tax return by asserting that she was exercising her privilege against self-incrimination. Look at the deviousness of that sentence. First of all, that sentence, if you just read it without reading between the lines, would in and of itself on its face be a confession of lawlessness. Because by referring to self-incrimination as a privilege, the right to avoid that, not, or as the Constitution says, no person shall be compelled to cast witness against himself or herself or whoever, they are confessing that they have converted a right into a privilege. Ergo, they're not referring to the Constitution. They are referring to a corporate constitution. That is a confession in black and white for anyone willing to read it. But then look at how it's worded. A defendant cannot defend a charge of willful failure to file a tax return by asserting that she was exercising her privilege against self-incrimination. They could have said, Jackson cannot defend herself by claiming self-incrimination. No, they said a defendant cannot defend a charge of willful failure to file by exercising her privilege. That's what they said. It's absolutely true. Every word they said is true, but like always, they have chosen their language carefully to skirt the main issue, which is that a true defendant in a republic court, in an Article III court, would have the absolute right not to be compelled, and any attempt to compel them to cast witness against himself would be a constitutional violation that would require the compeller to be indicted. That's the issue. That's how far the law has been bastardized, and the careful wording demonstrates the painstaking way they word it and have, what, one, two, three references there to case law just goes to show you how morally bankrupt people who do that are when they know better. Now, if they don't know better, forgive them, Lord, they know not what they do. But if and when they know better, they are morally bankrupt, and they are confessing it in that circumstance and in every case that I read. Now, I brought that up because we were talking about the screening process. We don't want people of ill intentions to be involved in these procedures. They will just harm it. Or people who will move impetuously or whimsically, they will harm it for themselves and for everyone else. So I just brought that forth because of the traffic we've had about that. Now, I received an interesting email, which is going to directly address the 1099 OID issue. And while we're on it, I would like to clarify my comments last week about 1099A. I don't remember them exactly, but I do remember in general I was saying, do not believe that a 1099A is a magic bullet. If you do, you're going to find yourself in trouble. And we have a foreclosure case here where some papers came in, which I know you will find of interest regarding the 1099C, the 1099A, and we will relate that to how the A is being used with critical errors in the so-called standard forms recoupment process. We'll be back in a moment.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay, call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Welcome back, my friend. All right. So someone sent me a copy of a 1099-C and a 1099-A in a foreclosure case. In this case, the bank has its process ongoing, which it has attempted to take to court. It's in a judicial state. And the principal is engaging in a private administrative process, which should take precedence, and in fact has done good work, including securing, by way of the self-executing technology, the bank attorney's consent to acting as attorney-in-fact for the bank attorney for the purposes of ensuring that the bank honors its contracts. This 1099-C, for those of you who don't know, is a cancellation of debt information report. It's an IRS form. This particular one lists in the upper left-hand corner the mortgage company as the creditor, and it lists the straw party who is the object of the foreclosure, the defendant in the case, as the debtor. Let's just say that this is for $700,000. In other words, this form is alerting IRS. Actually, before I tell you what this form is alerting, Let me see if I can find the email that was attached, that this was attached to. Well, I can't, so let me tell you from memory. What I was told in the email was that here are copies of the C and the A, which we believe indicate that the bank has accepted the debtor's, now the creditor's, position and has backed off of the case, has closed or terminated the case. That was the interpretation of these two forms. Now, folks, that interpretation came from some very sophisticated creditors, but that's why it pays to work in a group and have fresh heads come to bear who are less close to the situation. At first glance, this might appear to be the fact that the bank is saying, okay, the jig is up, we're backing out. But in fact, let's look carefully at these documents. The cancellation of debt is basically saying that the creditor, the lender, the party to whom the debt was owed, the mortgage company, is notifying the Internal Revenue Service that a debt of $700,000 owed by the debtor, the straw party, is being canceled. Now, that notification should be a red alarm flashing at the top of your head, because they have just told IRS that the debtor has a $700,000 taxable gain, right? If you sign up for a mortgage, let's say you take out a home equity loan, it's for $50,000, and you advise the bank that you have no funds to pay it, then the bank might cancel that liability to you, and what was a non-taxable loan, money you borrowed that you intended to pay back, now becomes taxable income to the debtor, to the straw party. So the bank has just advised IRS of a $700,000 gain. This was accompanied by copy B for the borrower of a Form 1099-A. Now, those of you who are using 1099-A's, presumably you're filling them in so that the straw party is listed as the lender to indicate that the straw party, acting as a transmitting utility for the living man, is advising IRS that the living man is, in fact, the source of the credit. By virtue of the events of 1933, the Banking Act, H.J.R. 192, and Executive Order 6102. Here is a traditional bank 1099-A, which is issued upon foreclosure, in which the mortgage company, again being listed in the upper left-hand corner as the lender, is advising the Internal Revenue Service that this party, the debtor defendant, has abandoned $700,000. They've abandoned $700,000. That goes hand in hand with the cancellation of debt. How have they abandoned the $700,000? Simple. They never asked for their promissory note back. They never asked for their payments back. They never closed escrow on the account. And so not only is this set of filings not notice that the bank is backing out, in fact, this is a very damaging filing that, in my opinion, needs to be corrected. And that's what I would do if this was me. If this was me, I would undertake the following steps, not because I read them in a book, not because I studied them in a course, not by rote, but by my understanding of the process. And if we lack that understanding, then we should not yet be engaging in such procedures, because then that increases the risk factors exponentially. In the first case, the 1099-C, which is notifying IRS of a $700,000 taxable gain by virtue of cancellation of the debt, in my opinion, if it was me, I would correct. And I would correct it by filing a corrected 1099-C. The parameters of that corrected 1099-C we will pick up right after this commercial break. Folks, I hope you'll stick with me. We have plenty more when we return.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. The because you can handle the truth.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Welcome back, folks.
My head felt like somebody been a walking on it.
All right.
I don't know how I got here.
Before we continue that topic, let me just ask you a general question, if I may. How many of you listening tonight, sitting in your living rooms right now, have been through foreclosure? How many of you have seen these 1099-A's and these 1099-C's? I would venture to guess, based upon the demographics of our unique audience in the Patriot Movement, that that's a vast majority of the listening audience. So you've seen these documents, and the question is, what have you done with them? See, the case is never over until you say so. And the idea that one has exhausted administrative enforcement procedures is almost ludicrous, because there are as many and as varied as you'd like them to be. Yes, sometimes it gets a little complicated, but it doesn't necessarily have to be. And this is a perfect example. If it was me, I would correct those forms immediately. And where do I have the authority to correct those forms? How's this? The BIC self-executing power of attorney. I already discussed on the program a couple of weeks ago how those few who have used it have been successful at filing it with the recorder of deeds. That's the holder of the land records. after discussion and explaining that, excuse me, we've been through an administrative process. They have defaulted on the process. Here is the notarial certification. The certification has been filed. I have that power of authority, and I'm issuing the notice of release of the mortgage. You don't have anything to say about it. And by the way, if the clerk did have something to say about it, what would you do about it? That may be worth a point deviating for discussion for a couple of seconds. I hear people gripe all the time about the inability to file documents in the county. And it really is not a difficult thing to do. It doesn't have to be confrontational. In fact, it shouldn't be. It should be with a smile on the face and quite jovial. And under most circumstances, that will be adequate. But if it is not, there is a wealth of information that we've made available. For instance, on the instant affirmation, which is the updated instant affidavit that we made available at the emergency response course. All of the federal statutes that one might use to persuade a reluctant state official or county official to do their job are right there. Sections such as Title 18, Section 1001, and many Title 18 sections, such as 1346, or obstructing an investigation, or removing or avoiding a court record under 1506. There are more than actually come to mind at the moment, but many of them are directly addressing the issue of a clerk not allowing access to make a public record. And so what if one was to have a printed copy, let's say 1506, and just talk with a clerk and say, ma'am, am I to understand that even if we make that correction that you won't be filing the form? Yeah, all right, well, you seem like a nice gal. Look, let me show you something. Have you ever heard of Title 18 of the United States Code? Section 1506. Well, here, let's take a read of that. And we sit down and we point out to her what it happens to say. And what might that be? What might Title 18 say to a clerk who is failing to file a document? Can you imagine, without even looking at the section, the fact that I'm just speaking about it, can you imagine what might be in there? Or Title 18, Section... 2703, 2701, 2702, 2703, 2705, and 06, I believe, are sections that we would be concerned about, in which we can allow the party to read right in front of them statements like, whoever feloniously steals, takes away, alters, or falsified, or avoids any record shall be fined and imprisoned not more than 5 years. Ma'am, I don't want to see you go through that kind of a tragedy here. That's why I brought my friend, John Jones. He's an agent for the Secretary of State, and if this isn't filed, then I'm going to ask him to fill out this affidavit right here. I'll take his signature right now, and I will ask you to get a copy of your bond from the record because I'm going to walk it over to risk management. And I'm going to ask the bond agent to foreclose your bond. We're going to place your bond under arrest. Or I'm going to walk it over to the district attorney with this affidavit of probable cause signed by this public official. Or I'm going to walk it over to the federal building. I don't want to do this, but we're going to have to turn this into a criminal matter. So let me ask you again, would you like to take advantage of filing this document as the remedy? See how easy that could be? Calmly, nicely, from a Christian perspective. I didn't really mean to divert, but that seems like good information, and the instant affirmation serves as a great guide for that. Anyway, back to the 1099A and the 1099C. If we have been using the BIC technology, such as the Global Privacy Shield, BIC Suite, Comprehensive Administrative Remedy, then we have in our possession their default consent to execute a power of attorney, and then after the execution of the power of attorney, to execute as the attorney in that case for settlement, all necessary documents. All necessary documents. Bingo. 1099C and 1099A. So I'm going to, if it's me, I'm going to reissue a 1099C, and I'm going to check the corrected box at the top. I will keep the parties exactly the same. I will make it look exactly like this bank's 1099C. Same size, it looks like Ariel type or Helvetica on the Mac, probably no more than 8 point. Same layout, same everything, with one difference. I'm going to zero the amount, so I will keep the creditor, I will keep the mortgage company as the creditor, I will keep the principal, myself, my straw party, as the debtor, only I will zero the amount in box two. We made a mistake on the last one, and in box seven, by the way, we made a mistake on the last one. This one is telling you that no debt was canceled. Correction. And secondly, I'm going to issue another 1099A, preserving the mortgage company in the upper left-hand corner as the lender, preserving the same borrower, the straw party, except I'm going to zero the amount. Now, if you're working by rote, if you're working without reflex, but you're working without reflex and instinct, you're just working on someone else's instructions, then you would say, well, excuse me, I'm using the method where the straw party becomes the lender. You would not understand what's needed. That's why I urge people, do not do these procedures. Why take on a foreclosure against banks whose business it has been for 1,000 years to rape people? Why take that on if you're not fully prepared to fight that battle? Now, you could take it on as an exercise in learning. I know someone who did 13 of them to learn. That's fine. That makes sense to me. At least the ground rules are established. You don't expect to win, and that's part of it. You may expect to suffer as part of the learning. There's nothing wrong in that. But you don't want to be in a situation where you started sending out desperate emails to guys like me saying, I've never met you. I'm due for the final foreclosure hearing next week. The sheriff is coming on Monday. Tell me how to save my house. Well, forget it. It ain't going to happen, folks, because I'm only one person. And there are lots of others who will help, but they're only one person's or one people's. Limited resources. No one can bail you out from your own ignorance. The Lord told us that, didn't he? So I would, using my knowledge and understanding, I would, if it was me, fill in a 1099A, preserving the mortgage company as the lender, preserving the straw party as the borrower, zeroing out the amount, and marking it corrected. And now both that C and that A are corrected, and I'd have them in within 72 hours of receiving this. And I would send my copy to the yokel who sent me these copies, because I like to share good news. What did he say in the Godfather? The Godfather. That is the American Indian version of the Godfather. What did he say in the Godfather? He said, I need to, he was in California, and he said, I have to fly back. I have to catch the red eye to fly back east, because Mr. Corleone likes to hear bad news right away. Well, I consider this good news. Like Mother Teresa, we only provide good news to people. We give them Christian mercy. We give them accurate accounting. We give them lawful process. That's good news, good news, good news. Bingo, bingo, bingo. And so we deliver that good news to the party who attempted to share his good news with us. That corrects it. Now I'm going to turn around and do my 1099 A and OID process, if that's the process that I use and understand, on what really happened, which was my payment on the mortgage, the promissory note I used to sign up for the mortgage, or the promissory note I used to close out the mortgage, or the contract that was achieved in which they confessed to being liable, or any method whatsoever in which I have transferred the liability where it belongs, to the debtor of record, the party that is obstructing me from my credit, the party that is blocking the release of the escrow, and that is the bank. And unless we understand that and know it and can recite it and fend off any challenges that come, we shouldn't be doing these processes. That's why I always say that's what I would do, but do not consider that advice. It's not what you should do. I don't know you. And even if I did know you, even the people who know me well know, I never say to them, this is what you should do, because I could be making a God-awful mistake. Only God knows what's appropriate. Only he can provide the guidance that in the big picture, even if suffering is involved, is not a mistake. I'm not a wise man, and I'm certainly not godly. I aspire to be godly. I aspire that when my time comes to have to atone for my actions, that I can justify them and show that I have grown according to his plan. But at this point, I'm just a mortal sinner, and I recognize it and know it, so I won't tell you what to do, and I don't want you following anything I say as advice. However, if you have raised your skills by your due diligence to the point where you can say to someone who flashes a badge in you, sir, because you've used the 1099A, sir, are you not aware of your own Executive Order 6102? Are you not aware of what went on in 1933? Are you not aware that your family's gold, not just mine, was ordered confiscated to a Federal Reserve Bank at the point of a gun? Did your great-grandfather never tell you about that, or your great-grandma? Are you not aware that the U.S. borrowed the wealth of you and all the other creators for its own purposes? And do you really think that my family didn't keep track of that, that we didn't maintain an account on that loan? Then you're nuts if you think that. Because flat out, I'm asking you, are you telling me that those funds have not been abandoned, that that loan that the U.S. took out has not been abandoned? Because I sure as heck have not seen any payment. How many years do I have to wait before declaring it abandoned? You see, folks, we're able to make such a claim that the funds have been abandoned because they owe a debt to us. That's what I believe. That's what I know. And every time I read a piece of case law, like I read you earlier, I know it even more because they prove it with every word that comes out of their mouth at the higher level. We are able to make that claim because we pledged all of our assets, all of our labor, all of our future wealth to fund the system of fiat United States currency that Congressman Traficant referred to, for those of you who haven't seen his speech. He wasn't joking when he observed that H.J.R. 192 represents a mortgage against our wealth, against our labor, all of that just to back the currency system of the United States. That process by which they confiscated our wealth and eliminated our ability to pay for anything back in 1933. In fact, when by virtue of EO 6102 and the Banking Act and H.J.R. 192 and the Social Security Act and the dilution of law by combining it with equity under Rule 2 of the Federal Rules of Civil Procedure, that wholesale replacement of substance and a substance-backed natural order of commerce, sovereign commerce, with a system of faith and credit only. In fact, the turning of the system of payment into a felony had to create a giant liability in which the United States owes all of that value to us, but attributes the liability to the strawman of their own creation in this screwy double entry, bury the truth, hide everything, hide under a rock, internal bookkeeping monstrosity. It is a maxim of law that whoever creates the liability has to bring the remedy. I know you've heard that, but it is not a cliche that someone tossed out. It's not something I made up or Winston made up or anyone else made up. It is a fact. It is a maxim. Because that's what liability is. Liability is a pledge to bring a remedy at some time in the future, isn't it? Think about it. What else is it? What is a liability if not a pledge to make the other party whole at some time in the future? Payment is remedy. Liability divides the remedy into two parts. Give me the goods and services now, and I'll pay for it later. Well, that's not fair. That's mass hypnosis. It's mass hysteria. It's mass insanity. And how else would you define the system when you understand what a liability means? Therefore, whoever is holding the funds, the ability to pay, must provide the remedy because only half of the equation has been completed. The goods and services have been transferred, but no one's paid for it. An obligation to pay, and the eventual payment is the remedy. They have an obligation to provide the remedy. And their way of doing that was to issue little straw people bookkeeping accounts. Or, if you prefer, warranted contracting officers, as many of you are saying nowadays. We'll be back to continue this discussion about the 1099A in just a moment, folks. I hope I haven't lost it. I know I've been off on a tangent. We'll bring it back to center after the commercial break.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system that has proven and guaranteed results for 15 years? I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My system has helped tens of thousands of people that realized they had way too much credit card debt or just could not or did not want to continue paying credit card companies.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees. I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
I have trained over 80 attorneys in at least 15 states on how to use my system and get their clients out of debt in 90 days. But you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors. No need to pay legal fees or make a federal case out of your situation. Call my team today at 321-747-0264 or visit johnglia.com and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. That's 321-747-0264 and johnglia.com.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Welcome back, folks. Welcome to America. All right, I guess I got off on a roll. I don't know if it was a tangent, but it was certainly a roll. The point I was making, and it's one of two points about the A that I consider to be critical before anyone even considers using such a form, is that we can make such a claim that we have a right to even fill one out because they owe us a debt. I know that down to my toenails. I know that when our funds and our wealth and our labor was pledged, was confiscated through the application for the certificate of live birth, and through the events of 1933, that they became the holder of all of the wealth. And if they're holding the wealth and it was sourced from us. Actually, it was sourced from the Lord through us. Then they have an obligation to pay on our behalf. That's what I believe all of that nonsense in 33 is all about. And I can voice that and express that, and I will as needed. And if you can, that's at least justification for entering the parties on the form as people are choosing to do it. Namely, entering the straw party as the lender on the 1099A and entering the vendor, usually a bank, as the borrower on the 1099A. All of that is based upon the simple pledge that was made by which a newly born child was provided a license to do business with the United States through the application for the certificate of live birth. And that's all it is a license to do business with the United States government in commerce. But even though we have now been able to identify the parties, in my mind, that has nothing to do with our authority or the accuracy of stating that funds of a certain value have been abandoned. So even if everything that I said before the break is clear in your head, even if you understand precisely why you are a creditor financier of the United States rather than a subject of the United States, there is still the missing ingredient you must fully comprehend, in my opinion, if you or anyone else is to be able to even consider morally, ethically, technically, and lawfully entering on the face of the 1099A entries that indicate that the funds have been abandoned. The way those entries are made is by entering an amount in box 2 and an amount in box 4. Those are the balance of the principal outstanding and the fair market value of the property, and those two may not be the same sum. And then in box 5, putting an X or a check where it says, was borrower personally liable for repayment of the debt? Answering that question by putting a check in the yes box. That then converts the 1099A, which is a double-purpose form, into an abandonment form. However, that's how it's done. My question to you is, can you explain why? Do you know the one critical element why you can identify the funds as abandoned? I sort of alluded to it earlier. If you can't, if it doesn't come to mind like that right now, then you're living on the edge if you file a 1099A, in my opinion, and many of you are, in fact, living on that edge right now. You're filing a false claim since you don't understand the nature of the claim. So I hear the music in the background. So let me say this before we go to a one-minute station identification. I'm going to have a challenge for you when you come back. This will be short and sweet, simple, but it will allow me to take the entire listening audience and by virtue of your own labor and due diligence, which won't take very long, bring you up to speed on whether or not you are qualified to even consider using the 1099A as a creditor. Folks, you're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back in just a moment. We have a great second hour you don't want to miss.
With recent international